Talk Like TED, The 9 Public Speaking Secrets of the World's Top Minds. Author, Carmine Gallo. Ideas are the currency of the 21st century. Some people are exceptionally good at presenting their ideas. Their skill alleviates their stature and influence in today's society. There's nothing more inspiring than a bold idea delivered by a great speaker. Ideas, effectively packaged and delivered, can change the world. Now you can watch the world's great communicators while delivering jaw-dropping presentations and apply their secrets to wow your audiences. Thanks to a world-famous conference that posts its best presentations for free on the internet, TED, Technology, Education, and Design. Emotional. The key part of TED's format is that we have humans connecting to humans in a direct and almost vulnerable way. You're stage naked, so to speak. The talks that work best are the ones where people can really sense the humanity, the emotions, dreams, and imagination. Secret number one, unleash the master within. Dig deep to identify your unique and meaningful connections to your presentation topic. Passion leads to mastery and your presentation is nothing without it. But keep in mind that what fires you up might not be the obvious. Science shows that passion is contagious, literally. You cannot inspire others unless you are inspired yourself. You stand a much greater chance of persuading and inspiring your listeners if you express an enthusiastic, passionate, and meaningful connection to your topic. TED note, your passion is not passing interest or even a hobby. A passion is something that is intensely meaningful and core to your identity. Once you identify what your passion is, can you say it influences your daily activities? Can you incorporate it into what you do professionally? Your true passion should be the subject of your communications and will serve to truly inspire your audience. The new science of passion and persuasion. Passion and public speaking are intimately connected. French philosopher Denis Diderot once said, "Only passions, great passions, can elevate the soul to great things." Successful leaders throughout history have speculated that passions, great passions, can elevate the soul. Today, science proves them right. Neuroscientists have discovered and even been able to quantify why passionate people like TED speakers and great leaders inspire, energize, and influence other people. Secret number two, master the art of storytelling. Tell stories to reach people's hearts and minds. Why it works. Bryan Stevenson, the speaker who earned the longest standing ovation in TED history, spent 65% of his presentation telling stories. Brain scans reveal that stories stimulate and engage the human brain, helping the speaker connect with the audience and making it much more likely that the audience will agree with the speaker's point of view. Secret number three, have a conversation. Practice relentlessly and internalize your content so that you can deliver the presentation as comfortably as having a conversation with a close friend. Why it works. True passion occurs only after you have built an emotional rapport with your listeners and have gained their trust. If your voice, gestures, and body language are incongruent with your words, your listeners will distrust your message. How to say it so people listen. The four elements of verbal delivery are rate, speed at which you speak, volume, loudness or softness, pitch, high or low inflections, pauses, short pauses to punch keywords. When you read a printed text, it would be natural to use a highlighter to emphasize an important word or phrase. The verbal equivalent of a highlighter is to raise or lower the volume of your voice, change the speed at which you deliver the words, and or set aside the keyword or phrase with a pause before or after voicing it. Each of these four elements is important. Three easy fixes for common body language problems. Here are three common problems seen among leaders who give presentations. Correcting these issues will help you develop command presence, whether you're interviewing for a job, pitching your idea, delivering a sales presentation, occupying the corner office, or running a small business. Fidgeting, tapping, and jingling. Fidgeting makes you look unsure, nervous, and unprepared. Mannerisms such as tapping your fingers on the table or playing with your pen serve no purpose. So, you can use an expensive video camera or your smartphone to record yourself delivering the first 5 minutes of your presentation, then play it back. Watch yourself and write down all the mannerisms that serve no useful purpose. Simply seeing yourself in action makes you more conscious of how you come across, making you better equipped to eliminate uselessness in the movements you use and gestures. Standing rigidly in place. Great presenters do not stand in one spot or look motionless, so walk, move, and work the room. Moving is not only acceptable, it's welcome. Conversations are fluid, not stiff. Hands in pockets. This makes people appear uninterested or bored, uncommitted, and sometimes nervous. Thus, take your hands out of your pockets. One hand is acceptable as long as the free hand is gesturing. Remember to keep those gestures within the power sphere. Novel. Secret number four, teach me something new. Reveal information that's completely new to your audience, packaged differently, or offers a fresh and novel way to solve an old problem. Why it works. The human brain loves novelty. An unfamiliar, unusual, or unexpected element in a presentation intrigues the audience, jolts them out of their preconceived notions, and quickly gives them a new way of looking at the world. Secret number 5. Deliver jaw-dropping moments. The jaw-dropping moment in a presentation is when the presenter delivers a shocking, impressive, or surprising moment that is so moving and memorable, it grabs the listener's attention and is remembered long after the presentation is over. Why it works is that jaw-dropping moments create what neuroscientists call an emotionally charged event, a heightened state of emotion that makes it more likely your audience will remember your message and act on it. Secret number 6. Lighten up. Don't take yourself or your topic too seriously. The brain loves humor. Give your audience something to smile about. Why it works. Humor lowers defense, making your audience more receptive to your message. It also makes you seem more likable, and people more willing to do business with or support someone they like. Memorable. Secret number 7. Stick to the 18-minute rule. 18 minutes is the ideal length time for a presentation. If you must create one that's longer, build in soft breaks, stories, videos, demonstrations, every 10 minutes. Why it works. Researchers have discovered that cognitive backlog, too much information, prevents the successful transmission of ideas. Ted Curator, Chris Anderson, explained it best. 18 minutes is long enough to be serious and short enough to hold people's attention. It turns out that the strength also works incredibly well online. It's the length of a coffee break. So you watch a great talk and forward the link to 2 or 3 people. It can go viral. Very easily, the 18-minute length also works much like the way Twitter forces people to be disciplined in what they write. By forcing speakers who are used to going on for 45 minutes to bring it down to 18, you get them to really think about what they want to say. What is the key point they want to communicate? It has a clarifying effect. It brings discipline. Secret number 8. Paint a mental picture with multisensory experiences. Deliver presentations with components that touch more than one of the senses: sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell. Why it works. Remember, the brain does not pay attention to boring things. It's nearly impossible to be bored if you're exposed to mesmerizing images, captivating videos, intriguing props, beautiful words, and more than one voice bringing the story to life. Nobody's going to ask you to build multisensory elements into your presentation, but once they experience it, the love audience might not be able to explain why they love your presentation. It will be your little secret. Pictures are superior. Scientists have produced a mountain of evidence showing that concepts presented as pictures instead of words are more likely to be recalled. Put simply, visuals matter a lot. If you hear information, you are likely to remember about 10% of that information 3 days later. Add a picture, however, and your recall rate will soar to 65%. To put that into context, a picture will help you remember 6 times more information than listening to the words alone. Secret number 9. Stay in your lane. Be authentic, open, and transparent. Why it works. Most people can spot a phony. If you try to be something or someone you're not, you'll fail to gain the trust of your audience. Finally, if you're like most people, you're capable of so much more than you've imagined for your life. You have the capacity to move people, to inspire them, to provide hope to the dependent, and direction to the lost. You have the ability to educate, electrify, inform, and inspire, but only if you believe in your ability to do so.